Oh.
Hi, hello, Mrs. Bell.
Yes.
Hi, Mrs. Bell. This is Josh. How was your 4th of July weekend?
Oh, nice. Yep. Yep, it was nice. How about you?
It was really good. I enjoyed it. You know, time with the family is always well, so can't complain.
That's great. You didn't shoot off any fireworks?
No, me personally, no. I don't shoot off that many. I just watch them. You know, I don't like burning my money like that.
I know. That's what I said too. I said people can't eat, and then people can't fill the gas tank up, but they're blowing their money.
Yeah, it's insane to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, right? So I'm with you.
There you go. yeah, I let, like, you know, the local churches or whoever's throwing a fireworks show, I go over there and I let them do it.
yep. I'll sit there and watch you blow your money up.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome, then. Well, Mrs. Bell, I know you wanted me to give you a call back right after the 4th of July. It was about potentially helping you lower that energy bill of yours. Do you recall our conversation that we had a little bit?
Let's see, to lower my energy. Okay, mm-hmm. Who is this with?
Yeah, I'm with Local Energy Partners. So right now there's programs that are available for homeowners like yourself. They just help homeowners reduce their current bill by up to 40%. So my job was just to ask you a few questions to see if you're a good fit, Mrs. Bell. And if you are, then we set up a better time and date where someone can stop by and see if they're able to help you reduce your current bill.
Yeah, it would probably be a better time because I have a call out that I have to take and I don't want to cut you off.
Okay.
If it rings in.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
We have Duquesne Light now. Is that who?
Exactly.
That's who. Okay. Yeah. I'm definitely interested. I just have mm-hmm. to see what is it, CCS or whatever the hell it is.
Correct. Yeah. With Duquesne Light, they did raise their rates by 15%. So a lot of homeowners are feeling that impact. I'm pretty sure you are as well. But if you have an extra 2 minutes, I just need to ask you a few questions here. And then, of course, just pick a better time and date. We can help you out or we send someone to stop by. But I understand if you have a phone call coming, I can give you a call a little later as well.
Yeah, you can do that. I just have Columbia Gas in front of me. I don't mm-hmm. Duquesne Light. Yeah, I don't have a copy of the CFFCC. I don't know what it is, but I know what I'm looking for. I mean, if I see it on there. But, yeah, it would probably be better that way. But, yeah, if I can save, I definitely.
Of course. Yeah, I know that we can definitely try and help you out there. Just a quick question for you then. For your property, do you have any, like, big trees or tall buildings that provide shade over the roof by any chance?
We just have the one on the one side of the house.
On one side. Okay. Gotcha. No problem. Then would you say it covers a large portion or just a small portion of your roof?
Small
okay.
portion.
Awesome. And then no leaks or damages on the roof right now, correct?
No. We're all good.
Gotcha. And then anyone else on title with you, spouse or family member, anyone like that?
My husband's here.
Perfect. Awesome.
And then
no worries.
When my kids are married, but when they come home,
gotcha.
My daughter stays, you know, because she lives out of town. So,
that light bill definitely, or that energy bill definitely goes up on you. Okay, no problem. And then, of course, for these programs, you would just need to have a good setting credit score of at least 660 or higher. So, guessing you're good on that end as well, correct?
Yeah, I should be. Yep, my credit score, I pay
awesome.
My bills.
So. Perfect, Mrs.
Yep.
Bill. Yeah, next step's really simple. It's just a better time and date that works for you so you can stop by, break it all down, show you how
sure.
much.
Mm-hmm. Because today's bad because he's off and I was running around doing stuff that I had to take care of for his dad. And
no worries. If another day this week works or even the weekend, I do have Saturday. I know typically, you know, a lot of homework.
I know, but too. I don't want to bother you on your weekend.
Okay. We work on Saturdays. We have Sundays off, right? So that's the good thing. But Saturday night, we could help you out if that works out, or even like a Friday in the morning or afternoon, because we do work as early as 9 a.m. all the way to 7:30 p.m. So Monday through Friday, and then Saturday is from 9 a.m. to like 5.
So you work all those hours?
Correct, yes.
Well, when do you have time for yourself?
On Sundays, yeah. They give us that Sunday off, so that's where I go ahead and I do
that's
everything
nothing.
There.
I mean, you can't go to any appointments or anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's when we're available, right? That doesn't mean we usually get booked up at that time, but that's like the time frame, just in case, you know, you guys get home later, we're able to help you out then and there. But there's yeah, time for me for sure. I appreciate yeah. your concern though.
Well, I do think about you because mm-hmm. I've worked all my life and I know what it's mm-hmm. like. When you're tied up all week, you want to have time for yourself or mm-hmm. your family, you know. But yeah, probably another time. Let's see. I really can't pinpoint. Probably later, because I'd usually run around in the afternoon. So gotcha. Probably later, like
later.
Yeah, like a 5 o'clock.
Sure. Yeah, I
but
do have.
I don't want to keep you. I don't want to keep you after hours.
No. That's my time frame. So that's A-okay with me. I'm completely fine with it. If 5:30 or 6 o'clock even works better for you to give you a little bit more time, I'm A-okay
yeah.
with that. So if 5:30 tomorrow works, I do have that open for you, Mrs. Bell.
Yeah, you can try me tomorrow.
Perfect.
Or if it doesn't work, then maybe another gig during the week. Because I like I say, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't really pinpoint.
No, it's okay.
I'm very spontaneous.
It's okay. So. Well, how about this then? We can do tomorrow around 6, just so it gives you a little bit more time.
Okay.
I'll go ahead. I'll send you a text message right after this call, just confirming everything, so you can reach out to me then and there. But I'll put you down for tomorrow at 6. And then what would make it actually go a little quicker, Mrs. Bell, as well, is if you have your latest Duquesne light bill, that would actually save us a lot of time. So at 6 o'clock when the consultant arrives, they'll have everything ready and prepared for you because you just need to hand them over that bill. They'll answer any questions you have. And then, of course,
what do you mean a consultant arrive? What do you mean here?
Yeah, so they go to you in person. They show you the full breakdown of
oh,
what it looks like on how
no,
much you can save.
I don't want anybody coming here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Were you looking to
no.
Over the phone or like a Zoom type of thing?
Or you could just call me. No, I don't want anybody coming here.
Gotcha, Mrs. Bell. Okay, well,
I don't know really what I'm going to be doing is what I'm saying. And I don't
oh,
want...
okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it was just like up in the air.
No, just give me a phone call. Just text me or something and you know, just give me a phone call because, all right.
Okay, no problem, Mrs. Bell. Was it something to where, like, it was only tomorrow you're busy, or was it, like, later in the week, like, you could do, or maybe the weekend?
You can try any time, like, around 5 or 6. That's fine.
Okay, gotcha. And that was just to give you a call, or was that okay for the consultant to stop?
No, it's just to give me a call. I don't want anybody coming here.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let me see if that consultant can definitely do that for you, Mrs. Bell. So, if anything, I got to try and have them reach out today if 6 o'clock works, and then we can go ahead and see if they can just give you a call, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Sounds good.
All right.
No problem.
Okay. You have a good rest of the day. Okay.
I will.
And
thank you.
Don't you work too hard. You hear me?
I'll try not to.
I'm being your mother now.
Okay. That's
fine.
Take
time for yourself.
No problem.
All right.
Okay, Mrs. Bell. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.